Blynn, Lady Bucks softball is on the air. KWHI's broadcast of the Lady Bucks game against Angelina is made possible by the Brenham Sports Friends Association. The pregame show is sponsored by the Brenham Sports Friends Association, sponsored by Plan North Architecture, Bilski Waterwell Services, Computer Helpers, Apple Ford, Brenham National Bank, 3F Tree Transplanting Services, J&J Packing, Woodson Lumber Company, Wellman Insurance Agency, Citizen State Bank, BVR Material, Colcourse Food, Nathan's Barbecue, Brenham Nursing and Rehabilitation, DDM Pipe and Steel, Blinn College, Tegular Toyota, J&A Roofing, Bank of Brenham, HEB, Collier Construction, and Mr. Gotti's in Brenham. We'll go out to the field and your host, Doug Brown.
And we welcome you out to the pregame show here on KWHI. And Doug Brown and Tommy Lange with you on this Saturday afternoon. Blinn Buccaneers softball. Buccaneers opening up a doubleheader with the
Plan North Architectural Company in Brenham offers a wide range of architectural services.
Buccaneers opening up a doubleheader with the Angelina Lady Roadrunners. And right now the two teams warming up, getting ready for this one. And we'll tell you about it here on the pregame. But first, let's send you back to the studios and hear 2 minutes from our sponsors.
You didn't like nerds in high school.
Nerds!
You didn't want to know a nerd throughout your college years.
Nerds!
Now you're working, socializing, and being entertained online. Uh-oh, now you need a nerd.
Nerds? What is a nerd?
The nerds at Computer Helpers on Day Street in Brenham can fix your virus.
Are all nerds as good as you?
Sending money to family and friends is quick and easy with Zelle. Find Zelle in the Brenham National Bank mobile app. Money sent with Zelle goes directly from your checking account to theirs and makes it easy to split the cost of a dinner with a friend, send money for a birthday, wedding, or graduation gift. Zelle is wholly owned by Early Warning Services, LLC, herein under license. U.S. checking account or savings account required to use Zelle. Transactions between enrolled users typically occur in minutes. At Brenham National Bank, we make banking fun and easy. Member FDIC.
Need a new roof but don't know who to trust? There's no need to worry when you call a company with an A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau like J&A Roofing in Brenham. J&A Roofing has been providing premier roofing services to the area for over 25 years. They specialize in all aspects of roofing, from new conventional to green energy-efficient roofs and repairs for both homes and commercial roofs. Call J&A Roofing today at 979-277-0625. J&A Roofing is a proud supporter of the Brenham Cubs and Blinn Buccaneers baseball softball season.
All right, and we are back as the Blinn Buccaneers softball team getting set to take on the Angelina Lady Roadrunners. And kind of torn loyalties here today with Blinn on one side and the other side. You got one of our former Cubettes.
Fellow Cubettes on the other side.
Yeah, being the head coach, Coach Brett Goring. Returning to her hometown this afternoon, coaching the Angelina Lady Roadrunners, and she's done a great job over there. Last year, first year with the team, took them to the NJCAA World Series, and now hoping to get them back there again.
I tell you what, that's quite an accomplishment for a first-year coach. Talked to Coach Goring about it just a little bit, and she said it was an exciting year. They all had a lot of fun. But, again, this year's a new year, and she said, I think she told me, and I think I'm correct on this, all but two freshmen.
Oh, wow.
Two sophomores, the rest are freshmen. So she's dealing with some new faces, but you're going to go through those processes.
Oh yes. And for Coach Rick Church and Jamie Ingram, this is for the first – we had we're told before, this is the first time they've been home in for a home game in 3 weeks due to the way the schedule has played out. And, of course, fortunately, the rain didn't hit here as bad out at Hope Park, so – it's dried up, the field's dried up enough to where they can get the games in today. And, of course, also, the if you want to make your way out to the ballpark, it's a gorgeous day for some softball. And also, the traffic has cleared out from the Bluebell Fun Run from this morning, so you don't have to worry about that either, coming up 36 North. But, yeah, we are set and ready to go. We'll have more of the pregame after we hear another 2 minutes from our sponsors.
Throw on your Bucks gear and get ready to cheer. Citizens State Bank is proud to be sponsoring the Blend Bucks baseball and softball teams. At CSB, we pride ourselves in always stepping up to the plate and putting you first. Not just in banking service, but in the community too. Because our hometown is your hometown. Come show your pride alongside of us during the Blend Bucks baseball and softball games. Citizens State Bank, hitting your standards out of the park since 1925. Local people making local decisions. Member FDIC.
The Blinn College District is proud to support Washington County students on the field, on the court, and especially in the classroom. With the Blinn College Washington County Scholarship, eligible Washington County residents who recently graduated high school could receive up to $1,000 in tuition support during their first academic year. The scholarship is open to part-time and full-time students, and you can take classes online or on any Blinn campus. So learn more today at blinn.edu/scholarships.
BVR Materials would like to wish the Cub and Cubettes, along with the Blinn Bucks and Lady Bucks, a successful baseball and softball season. BVR Material is a locally owned and operated company proudly serving Washington County and surrounding communities. They stock locally sourced, select fill, general fill, sand, and topsoil. BVR Material does more than just haul dirt. They do house and barn pads, driveways and roads, ponds, and dozer work. Just call 979-530-5476. That's 979-530-5476.
If you're in the Brenham area, don't let the team spirit stop on the field. Take charge. Load those buses and bring the whole team to Mr. Gaddy's Pizza to continue the fun. There's tons of parking and room for school buses. Bring the team and get the ball rolling at the all-you-can-eat pizza buffet, then play like a champion in their arcade filled with the classic video games, Connect Four basketball, and more. After the game, head to Mr. Gaddy's in Brenham. You'll never strike out when you're bringing the whole team. Located just off of Highway 290 next to Flamingo Ranch.
And as we come back here, it's time to take a look at the standings right now. And for the Region 14 South Zone right now, of course, right there at the top, San Jack.
Yeah, imagine that.
Yeah. And then second place right now is Alvin. And then you got Galveston in third, Blinn in fourth. Angelina is in fifth right now. And Lamar is sixth. And Coastal Bend bringing up the rear at seven. And then meanwhile, looking at the North Zone, you got Trinity Valley is currently number one up there. Paris at number two. Bossier Parish at number three. Tyler at fourth. Northeast Texas at fifth. Navarro at sixth. And Kilgore at seventh. And looking at the record-wise, Bucks coming into this one, they are 18-12-1 overall. And coming off a tough couple of games, they were down in Galveston last week in Wednesday night and dropped both games there against a very good Galveston program. And so now they're back at home and fixing to start a really long homestand here and a chance with some home games to gain some ground in the standings.
No doubt about it, Doug. You know, when you're playing at home and you get have the opportunity, just a second. You have the opportunity to play in front of the home folks and plus playing on your home field. And believe it or not, that there is a little bit of advantage and a little bit better positive feeling there.
Oh, absolutely. And we've got more to come. When we come back, we'll take a look at the starting lineups. But first, let's send you back to the studios and hear another 2 minutes from our sponsors.
Are you looking to add shade trees to your new or existing home or replace new ones in your pasture? You should contact 3F Tree Transplanting today. 3F Tree Transplanting offers relocation services, clearing, and drip line installations, and they have a variety of trees, both big and small, for sale to go on your property today. For more information, call 337-2981 or go online to 3ftreetransplanting.com. 3F Tree Transplanting is proud to sponsor the 2024 baseball season for the Brenham Cubs and Cubettes and the Blinn Bucks and Lady Bucks.
For quality water well pump repairs and installation, call Bilski Water Well Service at 979-830-1298. They have over 30 years of experience and can get your water flowing again. Bilski works on all brands of water well pumps and tanks. Plus, they can improve your water's taste and use by installing an iron filter or water softener. Get the best water out of your well. Call Bilski's Well Service at 979-830-1298. No job is too small. Bilski's Water Well Service also offers trenching services. Call Steve Bilski at Bilski Water Well Service for a free estimate.
Apple Ford is proud to be sponsoring Brenham's finest baseball teams in the area. Blinn Buck Baseball, Blinn Ladybuck Softball, Brenham Cub Baseball, and the Brenham Cadet Softball teams. Apple Ford would like to wish everyone good luck who plays today. Stop by Apple Ford and meet with one of their helpful team members to assist you with ordering your new dream vehicle that will knock your expectations out of the park. Come on in today. Apple Ford, Highway 290 West in Brenham. You'll find Apple Ford is the smart choice.
As a young adult preparing for life, you may have questions about how to finance your new goals and dreams. Brazos Valley Schools Credit Union is dedicated to helping you make smart choices about money. Their checking accounts give you easy access to your cash. And if it's time for new wheels, their loan officers can help with that too. You don't have to be an educator to be a member. For more details, visit bvscu.org. BVSCU is federally insured by NCUA and all loans subject to credit approval.
And it's time now to take a look at your starting lineups. And starting lineups are brought to you by the Bank of Brenham. Bank with Bob, the Bank of Brenham, the bank you take with you and the bank you come home to. Your only downtown hometown bank in Brenham, local, friendly, mobile, member FDIC. And for the Lady Roadrunners, leading it off will be Riley Davila. And she will be playing center field. Batting second, the third baseman, Kenzie Johnson. Batting third will be the catcher, Skylar Martin. Batting fourth will be the right fielder, the first baseman, River Halsey. Batting fifth, right fielder, Kayla Olson. Batting sixth will be the designated player, Avery Pemberton, and she'll be hitting for the pitcher, Paige Castillo. And then playing shortstop and batting seventh will be Kenna Ross. Batting eighth and playing second base, Emily Lowe. And batting ninth, the left fielder, Bree Collazo. And now for your Buccaneers starting lineup. Leading it off and playing third base will be Haley Hughes. Batting second, the left fielder, Aaron Castillo. Batting third will be the center fielder, Elena Calvillo. Batting fourth, the designated player, Alyssa Boozy. She'll be batting for the pitcher, Peyton Welker. Batting fifth, first baseman, Bailey Betcher. Batting sixth will be the shortstop, Caden Harms. Batting seventh, second baseman, Ripley Welker. And batting eighth, the catcher, Grace Bracken. And batting ninth will be the right fielder, Darian DeLeon. That's a look at your starting lineups. Back with more after we hear another 2 minutes from our sponsors.
Barn dominiums, workshops, storage buildings, barns, even office buildings. When it comes to metal buildings in Texas, the locals know who they can trust. DDM Buildings. With locations in Brenham and Bastrop, DDM Buildings has built their stellar reputation of customer service through 25 years of fabricating metal buildings. You can trust the experts at DDM Buildings as they guide you through the entire process from design to completion. Try their interactive demo at ddmbuildings.com or stop by their locations in Brenham or Bastrop.
You need short or long-term care after an acute hospital stay or from home. Make Brenham Nursing and Rehabilitation Center your choice for skilled nursing care. Their staff is ready to help guide you through physical, occupational, or speech therapy, as well as post-surgical rehabilitation, cardiac, stroke, pulmonary, wound care, and other services to get you back doing what you love. For more information, contact them today at 836-9770 or stop by 400 East Sales Street. Brenham Nursing and Rehabilitation Center is here for your short and long-term care.
When you shop for a new car or truck, you probably don't look at only one make and model. You want choices. When you buy insurance, you should have choices too. At Wellman Insurance Agency, that's what we do. Because we're an independent insurance agency, Wellman Insurance can offer you many choices of insurance companies for your new vehicle. Companies you're familiar with, like Travelers, Nationwide, Safeco, Germania, Progressive, Hohheim Prairie, just to name a few. And we'll search for the best discounts available. Get more choices by calling Wellman Insurance Agency today or visit our website at wellmaninsurance.com for the location nearest you.
Tegeler Toyota in Brenham will pay you cash for your car. Have an extra vehicle? Tegeler Toyota will buy it. Just bring your car or truck in with your title, and Tegeler Toyota will write you a check for it that same day. Still owe money on your vehicle? No problem. They'll pay off your vehicle and write a check for any equity today. If you're not using an extra car or truck, Tegeler Toyota wants to buy it. To find out more, just give them a call today or stop by Tegeler Toyota on Highway 290 Loop in Brenham.
And we come back here, and they're in the process of introducing the players. And so let's pick that up.
Batting six for the designated player, number 12, Avery Pepperton. Batting seven, the shortstop, number 5, McKenna Ross. Batting eight, the second baseman, number 2, Emily Lowe. Batting ninth will be the left fielder, number 6, Brianna Colazzo. And starting pitching, number 20, Paige Castillo. Now let's meet your Buccaneers' first reserves. Number 2, Bella De Los Santos. Number 6, Camden Shugart. Number 8, Tierra Garrett. Number 11, Madison Henley. Number 15, Paige Bunting. And number 20, Haley Rust. Now for your starters for today, Buccaneers. Leading off, third baseman, number 17, Haley Hughes. Batting second, the left fielder, number 18, Aaron Castillo. Batting third, the center fielder, number 13, Alana Calvillo. Batting fourth, the designated player, number 22, Alyssa Boozy. Batting fifth, the first baseman, number 4, Bailey Fletcher. Batting sixth, the shortstop, number 1, Cameron Harnes. Batting seventh, the second baseman, number 12, Ripley Wilker. Batting eighth, the catcher, number 21, Grace Bracken. And batting ninth, the right fielder, number 19, Darren Elliott. In the center circle today, for your Buccaneers, number 14, Peyton Wilker. Ladies and gentlemen, we ask that you rise, gentlemen, remove your caps, as we honor America, the men and women who protect our freedom on a daily basis with the playing of our national anthem.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight o'er the ramparts we so gallantly streaming, and the rockets red glare, the bombs bursting in air, gave proof through the night that our flag was still there. Oh, say does that star-spangled banner
for some softball. We'll have our first pitch and we hear 90 seconds from our sponsors.
Coke Horse Foods, operator of Burger King in Brenham, Chapel Hill, and surrounding area, supports the Brenham Cubs, Cubettes, Blend Bucks, and the Lady Bucks, and wishes them good luck in the 2024 season. If you're looking for great food, fast service, and a friendly smile, head to Burger King in Brenham at 1107 North Park Street or in Chapel Hill at 9011 Highway 290 East. Choose from the Whopper, the Crispy Chicken, or the Spicy Crispy Chicken Sandwich. Don't miss these great sandwiches only at Burger King, where you can have it your way.
Hi, friends. Gary Dernberger with Bank of Burnham. Whether it's between innings or a pitching change, a break in the action is plenty of time to use Bank of Burnham's fast and easy-to-use mobile app or online banking. By the time the action resumes, you could have checked balances, deposited funds, or paid bills. To learn more, go to bankbob.com or call us at 836-3332. Bank of Burnham is a proud supporter of the Bucks and Lady Bucks. Go Bucks and bank with Bob in Burnham, Chapel Hill, and Bryan College Station. Member FDIC.
H-E-B is an avid supporter of today's youth and proud sponsor of the local sports teams. No store does more to bring Brenham families the very best at great low prices. H-E-B in Brenham has over 300 varieties of cheese, a full-service meat market with experienced meat cutters, plus fresh seafood deliveries daily. There's also over 1,000 wines, an artisan bakery, and hundreds of organics. See their circular for weekly specials and meal deals. They've got it all at H-E-B in Brenham, Highway 290 West and Highway 36 South.
And Riley Davila makes her steps in here to face Peyton Welker. First pitch up and in for a ball, and we're underway. Davila, a freshman out of Angleton, Texas, squares away to bunt, pulls the bat back, and she'll take a strike, and it's 1-1. Left-hand batter, right-hand pitcher. Just underway with the Bucks and the Roadrunners. And that one is slapped foul over next door to Schulte Field. That's one thing they got to look when there's stuff going on at the other fields. Got to always be aware of stray foul balls over
that, for sure.
1-2 pitch. And that one is slapped into left field, and that's a leadoff single for Riley Davila.
Just perfect placement there, you know. Had a pitch shading toward the outer part of the plate, and she just went with the pitch right over that third baseman's head.
And now that'll bring up Kenzie Johnson, the third baseman. Johnson, a freshman out of Lufkin, Texas.
Hometown girl.
Yeah, for them, yeah. I just thought, yeah. Pitches down low for a ball, 1-0. Welker ready, next pitch. And I think they're going to say got a piece of her, and they're going to send Johnson down to first. Adam's going to bring up the catcher, Skylar Martin. Martin, a sophomore out of Dieball, Texas.
Well, we're quite familiar with the HBs, aren't we?
Yeah.
And everybody out there is going to say, what's an HB? Just kidding, just kidding.
Yeah, that one low and inside a ball, and it's 1-0. A couple of base runners on early here against Welker. Now trying to settle down here and just throw strikes. He's had some really good outings this year for the Bucks, including a no-hitter and a one-hitter. And that one down low a ball. A little off to start this one, and pitches down low. And it's 2-0. And on that low pitch, the runners moved up. So that puts them both in a scoring position now. And next pitch, foul back into the fence. Two balls and a strike. Martin trying to see if he can get Angelina on the board here early. And pitch taken for a strike, and it's 2-2.
It's going to be a ball player there, Doug.
Oh, yeah.
Got his wiffle ball bat with him.
Mm-hmm. And that one grounded foul up the third base side. Runners at second and third. Nobody out here. Top of the first inning. We're just underway. And next pitch. That one's going to be up high for a ball. It's 3-2.
Ooh, that pitch had a little movement on it, doesn't it?
Yeah, it certainly did. And that one fouled again up the third base side over towards the Roadrunner dugout. And this one's going to be lifted foul, and it's going to land on one of the adjacent fields here. And that'll hold the count at 3-2. Welker digging in here in the 3-2. That one's going to be popped up. And lands on top of the awning right over us. And that'll hold the count at 3-2. And Ripley Walker coming in from second base to say something to twin sister Peyton. And now she's ready for the 3-2 to Martin. And that one is going to be a base hit. That's going to get a run home. Throw comes in, and it's an RBI single for Skylar Martin to make it 1-0, Angelina.
Roadrunners didn't waste any time, did they?
No, they did not. And that'll bring up River Halsey, the first baseman. She is a freshman out of Longview, Texas. And so now runners at the corners. And next pitch from Welker, that is low and inside. Nice block in the dirt there by the Buccaneer catcher, Grace Bracken. And this one, a ground ball up the third base side, foul. And good to see the Beckendorfs out here this afternoon, taking this one in. Of course, Annie going to be part of, she and Hallie Shield going to be part of this Buccaneer team next year.
Future Lady Buck.
Yep.
Or Lady Bucks, as yep. We include Hallie in that.
Yep. And pitches foul back. One ball and two strikes.
Cubats had a rough night last night.
Yeah, they certainly did. That's one of those they'd like to have back.
Most definitely.
And this one foul back, and that will hold the count at 1-2 on Halsey.
There were some question marks, but yeah. When you look at the total lineup and look at question marks, when you make as many mental errors as they did, then it kind of levels the playing field.
Yeah, this one's going to be popped up, and that'll hit on the awning as well. That keeps the count at 1-2. Yeah, that one wild pitch, runner coming home. And she will score. Johnson on the wild pitch, and it's 2-0, Angelina. Here in the top of the first inning. And it's also 2-2 count on Halsey as Martin moves down to second. And this one sent out to left center, and that is going to be a gapper. Galvillo over, picks it up, fires it back in, but that is an RBI single or RBI double there for Halsey. And it's now 3-0, Angela. There's still nobody out in this inning. And that'll bring up Kayla Olson now. And Olson, a freshman out of Round Rock. And that one turned on and foul.
That was that pitch with that tail on it came right in on the batter. Being a left-hander.
Mm-hmm. So it's 3-0 in favor of Angelina. And up high for a ball. It's 1-1. And pitch foul away. At least I think I have that right. I've got that only 3 runs. Scoreboard showing 4, but I think only 3 have scored.
That's what I have, but...
Yeah. Foul tip into the mitt. And that is a strikeout. So Olson retired, and that'll bring up Avery Pemberton, the designated player. Pemberton, a freshman out of Spring, Texas. And pitch is taken for a strike, and it's 0-1.
Now, Coach Coring said it's a rebuilding year.
Mm-hmm.
She's done a pretty good job rebuilding.
Oh, yeah.
Seeing what we've seen here in the first inning.
Looking pretty good so far, yeah. Next pitch from Welker up high, throw back to second, and runners in there safely. She turns on this one and sends that foul over the Blinn dugout. Now, as you're looking here at here in Holt Park, the visiting dugout, which is where Angelina is, down the third baseline, and the Buccaneers occupy the first base dugout. And 1-2, this one's going to be fisted foul up against the screen. Okay. long wait, and here comes the 1-2 from Welker. Outside for a ball, and it's 2-2. Two balls, two strikes, still just one out in the inning. Angelina with a 3-0 lead, looking to Bilma on it. And up and in, and she has to duck out of the way of that one, and it's 3-2. Walker ready, and next pitch coming. Outside, ball four. And first walk issued, and that'll bring up Kenna Ross, the shortstop. And Ross, a freshman out of Pflugerville, Texas, and that's going to bring up.
Coach going to make a change.
Already going to the change. And this is going to be Camden Schugert coming into pitch. After Welker, some ineffectiveness here in the first, not able to get any out, or got only one out. And so now we'll see if Sugar can get some outs here. She's going to get a chance to warm up here. Sugar, a sophomore out of Orange, Texas. Yeah, it's been a big week here on KWHI. Of course, next week, just two broadcasts will be with the Cubettes on Tuesday night as they go on the road to take on College Station. And that'll be a 6:30 start time, 6:05 pregame here on KWHI. And then next week, Thursday, we'll be with the Brenham Cubs as they play host to Montgomery at Fireman's Park. That's a 7 o'clock start time and a 6:35 first pitch. And then we get a break for Easter weekend.
Yeah, we get a break. Yeah, and then it'll be the home stretch.
Oh, yes. Then we get into the nitty-gritty of the season. And so Sugar trying to get out of this inning. The two runners on base are still the responsibility of Welker. A rare bad outing for Peyton.
Yeah, rough first inning.
Yep. And so the pitch from Sugar. And that one up high ball. It's 1-0. Bucks could use a double play ball to get out of this inning. We're still on top of the first. It's 3-0. And pitch taken down low for a ball, and it's 2-0. And that one is taken for a ball. It's 3-0. So far, Shugart missing on her first three pitches. As Ripley Walker comes in, says something to her. She just nods and is ready to go. And in there for a strike, and it's 3-1. Holsey at second, Pemberton at first.
Good day today, Doug, to get a tan.
Oh, yeah. And next pitch in there for a strike. She stuck one in the back door.
That's a good knee-high strike, shaded more toward the inner part of the plate.
Careful of the trigger. And next pitch, that one's going to be grounded to second. Welker goes to short for one. Relay to first. Double foul. I was going to say she was safe at first.
Wow.
So they do get a force play on there. So two down now. I'm going to bring up Emily Lowe. Lowe out of Tarkington, Texas. And pitch is taken for a strike. It's 0-1.
Two.
And pitch is taken for a strike. 0-2 now. Next pitch. Strike three called, and the inning is over, but not before. Angelina comes up with three runs on three hits. There were no errors. And two left on, or no, one left on. We go to the bottom of the first. It is Angelina 3, Blinn nothing. Back after we hear 90 seconds from our sponsors.
Almost every child in Washington County dreams of being one of Brenham baseball or softball legends. Collier Construction, along with parents, teachers, administration, and coaches, are proud of the young men and women and are here to support our youth of Washington County. Let's teach our kids the value of setting a goal and achieving it. Collier Construction in Brenham is looking forward to this year's baseball and softball season. Collier Construction, building for Brenham's future.
J&J Packing Company in Brookshire is a USDA federally inspected wholesale and retail meat distributor specializing in pork products, fresh or frozen. Need a roasting pig or custom processing? Call J&J Packing at 281-375-6060 or place an order for your next barbecue or party. J&J Packing is a proud sponsor of the Washington County area sporting events. J&J Packing on West Highway 90 in Brookshire, Texas.
Are you planning a home renovation or construction project? Look no further than Woods & Lumber. The stores in Brenham, Bryan, Caldwell, and Lexington are fully stocked with the best selection of lumber, building materials, doors, and windows. They have everything to bring your project to life, from top quality lumber to a wide variety of doors and windows. Their knowledgeable staff is here to help you every step of the way with expert advice and guidance to ensure your project is a success. Visit Woods & Lumber and let them help you make your dream home a reality.
On we go to the bottom of the third inning, and the first pitch to Haley Hughes is outside for a ball, 1-0. It'll be Hughes, Aaron Castillo, and Elena Calvillo batting here for Blinn against Paige Castillo in the circle. Castillo is a sophomore out of Piedmont, Oklahoma. And Hughes, a little blooper, and that is going to drop in. That's going to roll all the way to the fence. And Hughes is into second. She's digging for three and sliding, and she's in there with a leadoff triple. Hughes showing off some wheels there.
I'm telling you. And now we know why she's in that leadoff spot.
Yep. And Aaron Castillo, the batter, sophomore out of Katy, Texas. And pitch is taken for a ball. It's 1-0. Buck trying to fight back now after Angelina came up with three runs in the top half of the inning.
You definitely don't want to leave that runner on third base.
And pitch bounced up there, a ball. And it's quickly 2-0 here on Castillo. Left-hand batter, right-hand pitcher. And low and away, ball three. And ball four, and Castillo walks up four pitches. And that'll bring up Belinda Calvillo. Calvillo, a sophomore out of Houston. Now batting center fielder, 15-year-old Calvillo. And pitch to Calvillo, swings and misses, runner going. And she's going to be in there as they cut the run, trying to make sure that Hughes doesn't try to come home. And it's a stolen base for Castillo. And strike call, and it's 0-2. Blowing away a ball, and it's 1-2. And that one, a slow roller to the shortstop. Throws to first, you beat it out, throw home. And Hughes is in there, and the Bucks are on the board. And so Haley Hughes has just made the first run of the ball game. And the first run of the ball game is sponsored by Texas Farm Credit. Texas Farm Credit, supporting rural communities and agriculture with reliable, consistent credit and financial services today and tomorrow, focused on helping you grow. If you're considering purchasing a farm, ranch, rural real estate, or even a new home, consider Texas Farm Credit for your financing needs. So Hughes with the first run of the game. And now Alyssa Boozy batting. Boozy, the designated player, sophomore out of Sweeney, Texas. Squared away to bunt, pulls the bat back. And Calvillo will head off for second base. And she represents the tying run. And pitch taken for a strike. It's 1-1. Long look in from Castillo on the pitch. Taken down low for a ball, and it's 2-1. Bucks trailing 3-1, but they got two runners on and nobody out here in the bottom of the first. Golden opportunity to try to tie this one up. Yeah, this one's going to be popped up. Third baseman calling for it. And making the grab there is Kenzie Johnson for out number one. And that'll bring up Bailey Betcher, a freshman out of League City. And takes the first pitch for a strike, 0-1. And next pitch. Down low ball, nice block in the dirt there by Martin, and it's 2-1. As She sends this one a high fly ball, deep left fielder going back, and will make the grab in front of the fence. And both runners will tag and move up, and it's a sack fly for Betcher. And the Bucks will cut it to a one-run game. It's now 3-2, Angelina. And that'll bring up Caden Harms. And also, Calvillo tagged and went to third. And so now Harms, if she can get a hit here, could tie this one up.
Good job by the Bucks so far, taking advantage of those opportunities.
Yes, they are, and it's a strike call, 0-1.
Be nice not to leave that runner on third.
Yeah.
Base hit here.
And down low for a ball. And it's 1-1. And that one is going to be a fly ball out to center. And this time cutting over there is the center fielder. That is Riley Davila to make the grab for out number three. But in the inning, the Bucks do get two of those runs back on two hits. There were no errors and one left on. And we go to the top of the second inning. It is Angelina 3, Blinn 2, back after we hear 60 seconds from the Sports Friends.
A juicy burger, chocolate shake, french fries, and fancy ketchup. Whataburger, perfect at all hours of the day.
Sidell Schrader, striving to elevate and serve others by providing quality tax, accounting, consulting, and audit services to the Brazos Valley since 1967.
Naylor Floors, LLC, experience of wood floors since 1973. Visit them at 3962 Highway 36.
For the highest quality home medical equipment and supplies, see Medicare Equipment Specialties, 1404 South Austin.
Turn to the experts. Brenham Heating and Air Conditioning, your Carrier factory authorized dealer, celebrating 69 years of sales and service.
For good food fast, no place hops like Sonic. Sonic Drive-In, South Day Street in Brenham.
Colwell's ChemDry, your green and clean solution to carpet, upholstery, tile, and grout cleaning and flood restoration.
Triangle Air and Heating, your independent train dealer on Hanley Street in Brenham. It's hard to stop a train.
Brenham Chrysler Jeep Dodge, paying you top dollar for your used vehicles. Visit them today at Highway 290 West in Brenham.
Las Americas Latin Cuisine, serving the best dishes and wine from different Central and South American countries.
And we are back here as we continue with the Bucks and Angelina, game one of this doubleheader. Now, just a programming note, we're only here for the first game today. We'll be, as we said, back with the Cubettes Tuesday night, the Cubs Thursday of next week, and we'll pick up Bucks again down the road here. As we start getting into that stretch drive of games. And pitch up high for a ball. And it's a 1-0 count. Bree Collazo batting. Collazo, freshman out of Nederland, Texas. And this is one, a base hit in the right field. And Collazo draws the leadoff single off of Shugart. That'll bring up Riley Davila, who got it started.
Those hits have had eyes on them.
Yeah, they just keep seeming to find their way into the outfield. And she got with her next pitch. And that came inside and got her. Now Coach Church is arguing, saying it hit the bat, not the player. And now the umpires are going to confer here. Because she turned inside, we couldn't see from our vantage point, so we don't know. Up now he's changed
oh,
the he's overruled
his mind. My gosh. That's something you don't see very often.
Not very often at all. Okay, what's up, Well, it's only a 1-1 count then.
Get a batter shaking her head like it got her on the ear, but, well, the ear of the helmet.
So. Yeah. And pitches outside for a ball. It's 1-1. Squares away the bunt. Lays a good one down. Up with it. Sugar throws to first, and she's safe. Davila with that blazing speed down the line. And Sugar did everything she right, except just fast runner, just couldn't quite get there. And that'll bring up Kenzie Johnson.
Fielded cleanly, made the good strong throw to first, but tell you what, they got the right leadoff hitter.
Oh, yeah. And Johnson, the batter, she was hit by a pitch and scored. So two runners on, nobody out here in the top of the second. And Angelina trying to pick up right where they left off last inning. And pitch inside for a ball. And that one right down the heart of the plate for a strike. It's 1-1. And this one's going to be lifted into right field. And over making the catch is the center fielder, Calvillo. And strong throw in there makes the runner have to hold it second. That's one out. Now bring up Skylar Martin.
Nice play there by Calvillo.
And down low for a ball. 1-0. Bucks trailing this one 3-2. Trying to keep make sure Angelina doesn't score any put any more runs on the board in this inning. And Sugar's pitch is a strike call on the outside part of the plate. Martin batting with one out and two runners aboard. And that one's outside for a ball. It's 2-1. Pie for a ball, and it's 3-1 now.
Don't want to lose this batter.
Side ball four, and that is a walk to load the bases. And that'll bring up River Holsey, who had an RBI double her last time up. Yeah, one, tail inside. Batter has to get out of the way of that, and it's 1-0. Next pitch. Strike called, and it's 1-1. Sugar trying to get a couple more outs here, get through this inning, give the wind bats some chance to go up. And that one's going to be sent out to center. Calvillo makes the tag out number two. And then throwing to third with the runners safe. It's a sack fly for Halsey to make it now 4-2. As Galazzo scores. Two down now, and that'll bring up Kayla Olson. Waiting on the pitch here. And that is taken for a ball. Sugar pitching to Olson. Olson, in her previous bat was against Coring, and she struck out there. Against Welker, and she struck out there. And this one, a little dribbler foul off the side of the plate. One ball and one strike.
Just looking at that, Olson, good speed, Olson.
Yep. And that one over to third, throws across to first, and now we're tying the side. So in the inning, there was one run on two hits, no errors, and nobody left on. And or actually just one run in that inning, so it should be 4-2. And back into we hear 60 seconds from the Sports Friends.
Any property you see, call EB 979-830-3914. Call today with Cedar Frame.
Coach's Insurance Agency. Get yourself coached up on the insurance you need. 225 Highway 290 East in Brenham or call 353-2033.
Call Texas Vein and Wellness Institute to schedule your free screening today at 281-888-1464.
Norman's Pharmacy. Independent and locally owned and operated. You'll find everything you need in one convenient stop.
Fancy like Applebee's Bourbon Street Steak. Now that's eating good in the neighborhood at your local Applebee's in Brenham.
Make every meal a fiesta with Manuel's Mexican Restaurant and Taqueria, located at 409 West Main in Brenham.
Mill Creek Glass in Brenham. Add a touch of glass to your home with custom shower units, cabinet doors, and so much more.
Moeller Electric, servicing the Brenham area since 1952 with electrical installations and repairs. 836-7218.
Pizza Hut. They don't just make pizza, they make people happy. 1504 South Day Street in Brenham.
Brenham Animal Services, providing community pets with the care they need and love they deserve.
And we go to the bottom of the second inning. And for the Bucks, it'll be Ripley Welker, Grace Bracken, and Darian De Leon to bat here against Paige Castillo. And so Ripley Welker stepping up here. Sophomore out of Richmond. And pitch is taken for a ball. It's 1-0. Next pitch. Dribbler foul back behind the plate. And it's 1-1 count. Long looking. And pitch, that is going to be a little blooper out in the left, and that's going to drop in for a hit for Ripley Welker.
we'll take that in.
Oh, absolutely. And now that'll bring up Grace Bracken, the catcher. Bracken, a freshman out of Angleton, Texas.
Now batting pitcher, number 21, Grace Bracken.
He had swung on a miss. And next pitch taken for a strike. And it's 1-1. One ball, one strike, one out. And the runner going, thrown out and back in safely is Welker. And it's two balls and a strike. High ball, runner going, throw down again, and she's safe again. Four to two, Blynn trailing, trying to get back into this one. And next pitch taken, and that's a strike. Bracken batting with a 3-2 count here on Castillo.
That pitch looked a little low, Doug, but yeah. You know, he's been calling that pitch all afternoon.
And a pie for ball four, and Bracken draws the walk, and so now the Cubs have a couple of runners aboard. And that'll bring up the right fielder, Darian DeLeon. Freshman out of Pearland, Texas. And takes the first pitch for a strike, 0-1. Time with calling. It's going to adjust her wristbands on. When the bunt pulls the bat back, runner going. And they threw the ball out, almost threw it out in the left field. Luckily, the shortstop was backing them up.
Tell you what, good smart play there by the shortstop.
And Thomas called. Now they're going to go have a word with Castillo out at the hill, or in the circle, rather. And a long conference here. You got to wait, see how long. Now the umpire going to break it up. Long wait, and the next pitch coming to DeLeon. And then taken for a ball. Long again, and here's the next pitch coming. on back to the mound, and they're going to get it. They do get the lead runner.
I'll tell you what, it's an excellent play there by Castillo.
Yep.
Good, smart move.
And so that's the first out of the inning recorded. So now back to the top of the order for Blinn with Haley Hughes.
Hughes with that leadoff tripler first at bat.
Yeah, and came around a score on the RBI single by Elena Caliello. And that one, I think that one hit her. Yes, it did. And so that will load the bases down, bring up Aaron Castillo.
Add that to our list.
Yeah.
We've already seen more in this game than we did all last year.
Oh, I know.
And the year before.
Castillo has walked and scored. And first pitcher is a ball, 1-0.
Let alone what we've seen thus far all season.
Next pitch outside ends 2-0. Castillo walked and scored her first time up.
And we'll take that now.
Yeah.
Walks good as a hit.
And next pitch taken for a ball and 2-0. And strike call. Three and one now on Castillo. Yeah, strike called. Castillo was ready to take the walk on down to first. Bases are loaded. Chance for the Bucks to bust this one open here if they can get a hit. And this one's swung at one out of the strike zone, was able to foul it off. And it's 3 balls and 2 strikes. With Elena Calvillo waiting on deck. And down low, a ball, and it's a walk, and that'll bring in a run. As Brackett comes in to score. On the bases loaded, walk to Castillo. Now bring Polina Calvillo, and that'll bring Coach Goring out of the dugout. And I think she's going to make a pitching change as well here. No signal as of yet. It's a 4-3 count, 4-3 score right now, with Angelina leading the Bucks by one, but the Bucks trying to bounce back here. Thank you. And umpire going to break it up now. Yeah, it looks like they are going to stay with Castillo for the time being. And so here we go. Calvillo batting. She has an RBI single in her first at bat. And fouls this one back in the screen. It's 0-1. We're in the bottom of the second. They do play regulation 7.
Breeze picking up out of the southwest, Doug.
Yep. And this one's going to be a flare out in the left field. And center fielder makes the grab. And tagging, coming home and scoring the tying run is going to be De Leon. And that'll make it 4-4. With Alyssa Boozy to bat.
Adding now, designated player, number 2, Alyssa Boozy.
Boozy popped up the third baseman her last time up. And she pops this one that's going. Foul hits into the screen. And Castillo steps in. And next pitch. Change up. Just missed. I think that one was probably a little bit low. And it's 1-1. And swung on a miss. 1-2. And she sends this one a high drive, and that is going to be up against the fence. That's going to score at least two. And it's going to be a two-run double for Alyssa Boozy. And that'll make it now 6-4 Bucks here in the bottom of the second inning. And looks like now we're going to get a pitch. Both coaches, I think we're going to get a runner as well. Well, maybe.
Is that 7?
I believe so. While we're doing some changes here, let's go ahead and send you back to the studios. And let's hear 60 seconds from the sports friend.
Lone Star Southern Grill in Brenham. Serving great tasting steaks, chicken, seafood, and pasta dishes. Good food, good times. Lone Star Southern Grill.
Poppyscapes, commercial and residential landscaping, beautifying outdoor living spaces for 19 years. 289-0436.
DDM Custom Metal Buildings. For barn dominiums, workshops, office buildings, and barns, visit ddmbuildings.com.
Strand Associates, decades of experience helping Brenham and Washington County grow through excellence in engineering.
Herman International, 514 West Alamo. Honest service and expert repairs on commercial trucks.
Dr. Reagan Gaskamp Mulder at Performance Health and Wellness, specializing in rehabilitation and sports medicine.
Make life easier and let Brenham Produce deliver your feed and do the heavy lifting for you.
Modern Air Solutions, your local heating, cooling, and dehumidification experts. 451-5004.
LaRoche Chevrolet Buick GMC, your family-owned and operated dealership, supporting the local community since 1962.
Reliable Homes of Sealy, for the lowest prices on mobile homes in Texas, guaranteed.
And as we come back here, we're still in the bottom of the second inning, and now they've made a pitching change. It's Sandra Quiros to bat, or comes in to pitch now in place of Castillo. And this pitching change is brought to you by Wellman Insurance. Wellman Insurance is insurance you can trust and rely on for your health, life, car, home, personal, or business. Give them a call at 836-3613 to get a quote on insurance customized to fit you and your life. That's Wellman Insurance in Brenham, 836-3613. And that one is a ground ball foul. And Bailey Betcher to bat. Betcher had a sack fly her first time up. And down low for a ball. It's 1-1. One pitch, foul away. Betcher trying to add to that Buccaneer lead, but now in front for the first time in the game, 6-4. And that one, she turned on and fouled it again towards the Angelina dugout. One ball, two strikes. Swung on the mist and got her on strikes. So that'll retire the side. But for the Bucks, they do come up with four runs in that inning on two hits. And there were no errors and one left on. We go to the third inning. Bucks lead it 6-4. Back at we hear 60 seconds from the sports friends.
Center Church Brenham seeks to display the good news of Jesus Christ in every part of life. Now located in the old First Baptist Church at 304 North Market Street in Brenham.
Focused care at Brenham, providing inpatient rehabilitation and 24-hour nursing care, where your loved ones are treated like family.
T3 in Brenham, complete source for trailer parts, rentals, and accessories. T3TNT.com.
Hyundai of Brenham, Highway 290 West, offering Hyundai Assurance and America's best warranty.
Tilleman Construction and Stega Tilleman Plumbing, your premier custom home builders in Washington County.
Citizen State Bank, local people making local decisions since 1925. An equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Quick Lane Tire and Auto, Brenham's go-to place for routine auto care. Highway 290 West, next to Apple 4.
Shop where the builders shop. Woods and Lumber Company in Brenham, Bryan, Caldwell, and Lexington.
Brenham Country Club, Highway 105, providing a family-oriented community with multiple tiers of membership.
Dr. Michael Altman and Dr. Rob Knowles, family-oriented general and cosmetic dentistry on South Bluebell Road.
And as we come back here, we head to the top of the third inning. And it's going to be Avery Pemberton, Kenna Ross, and Emily Lowe to bat here against Camden Shugart for the Bucks. So far, it's been a pretty high-scoring game here in the early going. It's Blinn leading this one 6-4. And let's see if we can get through an inning without any runs coming up here. And sends this one a high fly ball, and that's over to left, and Owen making the grab. That is Aaron Castillo with one for the highlight reel. And that is out number one. That'll bring up Kenna Ross, the batter now. Ross reaching the fielder's choice the first time up. And pitch is taken for a strike, and it's 0-1 there. And a pie for a ball, and it's 1-1. And this one's going to be sent out to center, and Calvillo over, and Calvillo makes the grab, two away, and that'll bring up Emily Lowe. Lowe struck out a first time around. And pitch down low ball, and it's 1-0. And there's pitch, tails inside, and it's 2-0. Jugadon in relief of the starter, Peyton Welker. Welker had trouble getting out to that first inning, and so coach no choice but to go to the bullpen early. And Sugar's done a good job since coming in. 2-0. And that one's going to be fouled off the top of the screen behind home plate. And it's 2 balls and a strike. And a 2-1 pitch. That is a chopper to third base and fires across the diamond and getting the out there at completion from Hughes to Betcher, and that'll retire the side in the inning. No runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left, and that is our first 3-up and 3-down inning of the afternoon. And 3-up and 3-down, what a relief. Come to Brenham National Bank and get financial relief. They made banking fun. Member FDIC. And when we come back, it'll be time for the Buccaneer Food Store Nathan's Barbecue home run inning. And we'll have that for you back after we hear 60 seconds from the sports friends.
The Brenham Church of Christ invites you to join them on Sundays at 9:45 and Wednesdays at 6:30. And remember, let your light shine.
Kay's Mud Hut, Brenham's Doggy Resort. Let your pets relax, put their paws up, and stay a while.
Rob's Fun Center in Brenham for your new and pre-owned power sports vehicles and all your service needs.
BK Auto Repair, 2 miles east on 105, featuring computerized wheel alignments and balancing.
Blake Sander with Apple Ford in Brenham. When you're shopping for a new car, just remember, don't wait, go see Blake.
Thrivin' Financial. See agents Ray Weiss, Marvin Spreen, Ryan Oschenbeck, Annie Molly, Barney Lush, Sean Weiss, and Casey Henley.
In the market for a new ride? Stop in at Apple Ford in Brenham and ask for Johnny, the car guy.
3F Tree Transplanting. The best trees and transplanting services in Washington County. Go online to 3FTreeTransplanting.com.
WC Tractor. Serving Brenham and the Brazos Valley since 1939. Visit online at WCTractor.com.
Brenham Family Dental. Offering exams and x-rays and accepting new patients at 2001 South Market in Brenham.
All right, it's time now for the Buccaneer Food Store, Nathan's Barbecue home run inning, where if a Buccaneer hits a home run, you get a chance to win $20 worth of gasoline. If they hit a double or a triple, it's worth a rack of ribs. And we got Caden Harms, the batter, Jimmy Vogler. You are first up today, and Harms is going to send this one in the left field, and that'll be a leadoff base hit. And so now that'll be bring up Ripley Welker. And Welker is going to be hitting for Monica Dees at Belleville. And don't forget, at Nathan's Barbecue, at Buccaneer Food Store, they're your convenient quick stop for gas, authentic homemade breakfast tacos, and original meat and fruit kolaches. Welker singled her first time up. And pitch to her is going to be a slow roller back to the pitcher, and she's going to throw to first and get the out. And, well, no winner there. Let's try Grace Bracken, the batter. And she is going to be hitting for Clarissa Cook of Brenham. Bracken walked her first time up. Right-handed hitting catcher. And next pitch is taken for a strike, and it's 0-1. So the Bucks have a runner at second, only one out. Blinn leading this one 6-4 in the bottom of the third inning. Trying to add to the lead against Kuros here. And the pitch is going to be popped up, and that's going to land on top of the awning over us. Well, it sounds like somebody rolling a bowling ball down the lane. No balls and two strikes. One on, one out here in the third, and the pitch. Down low, ball runner going, and the throwdown is going to be high. And in there with a stolen base is Harms. And yeah, puts her into scoring position now. Get this foul away. Got one of those bad puns that I'm thinking about if I should say it or not. Yeah, what the heck. With the third baseman there, as Caden was coming to third with the fielder standing in front of her, does that mean that the fielder's in harm's way? And this one, a ground ball to third. And third baseman tripped this on the dirt, and so the runner is going to be, they're going to be safe everywhere. Looks like she just slipped on the dirt there by third. Yeah, I think she's okay. That'll bring up the right fielder, Darian Dalio. And Darian going to be hitting four. A good friend of mine, Anna Finke. Anna, you are next up in the home run inning. We got ribs if DeLeon hits a double or triple, $20 worth of gas if she can go yard here. We've already had four winners this season, including one just this past Wednesday night. So we've proven that it can be done. Batting breakthrough number 19, Darian Dalio. Squares away the bunt and bunts it foul. It's 0-1. after Dillingham. Then we go back to the top of the order with Haley Hughes. Runners at the corners. Only one out here in the third inning. And Dillingham sends this one a high pop. Backtracking is the shortstop, and she makes the grab for out number two. Ross backtracking, just had to make sure she got that one in. And now we go up to the top with Haley Hughes. And Haley will be hitting for Judy Myers. So Judy, you are up next. Judy Myers, Burton, Texas. And she sends the one that's off the pitcher's glove, and that's going to score a run. And coming in, it'll be a hit, and gets the one home to make it down 7-4 in favor of the Bucks as Bracken scores. And now we get Aaron Castillo, the batter. And Castillo batting for Kelly Coleman of Caldwell. Castillo's walked twice. One of those coming with the bases loaded. She's also scored two runs. And the first pitch to her is taken for a ball. 1-0. Runners at second and third. And that one back up the middle, and that one's going to scoot through, and Coach Church is going to hold the runner at third. And that'll load the bases now for Elena Calvillo. And Elena's going to be hitting for Sue Gandy. Sue Gandy, you are next up in the home running. Oh, by the way, don't forget Nathan's Barbecue. Visit inside for lunch specials daily, and you can also get barbecue ribs, pork, brisket, side orders. Great barbecue sandwiches, too, by the way. And get stuffed baked potatoes with your choice of toppings. And remember, you make the call, Buccaneer Food Store, where the motto is, you ain't no fib about our rib. And the first pitch is taken for a strike. Yeah, Tommy unfortunately had to leave, but he did at least bring some barbecue sandwiches for lunch today, and they were really, really good. But a gorgeous day out here for some softball, and this one's going to be sent. High fly ball out to center field, and center fielder makes the grab for out number three, and that'll retire the side. In the inning, though, the Bucks do add one more run on four hits. There were no errors, and bases left loaded. We go to the top of the fourth inning, and that's Blinn leading Angelina 7-4. And so no winner in the home run innings. So that means our next game Tuesday night, we bump it up to $30 worth of gasoline. And we'll be back after Blinn leads it 7-4, back after we hear 60 seconds from the sports friends.
Ready to speak up for a child who needs you? Volunteer at CASA for Kids, 1500 South Day in Brenham.
Forever Young Resale Shop, 701 East Commerce, for gently used clothing, accessories, and home decor.
Collier Construction, time-honored values and innovative strategies since 1938.
Buck Williams with Apple Ford and Hyundai of Brenham. He'll treat you like his best customer, because that's what you are.
Apple Ford in Brenham, the go-to spot for your next new or used Ford.
J&A Roofing specializes in all aspects of roofing, from new construction to green energy efficient roofing materials.
The Toy Box Child Development Center, 2203 South Austin Street. Everybody's somebody at the Toy Box.
Tradewinds Physical Therapy in Brenham offers affordable customized treatment plans, flexible scheduling, and the latest in medical technology.
And we come back here, and it is Bree Collazo, O'Reilly Davila, and Kenzie Johnson to lead things off here against Camden Sugard. Sugard on in relief, Peyton Welker, as the Bucks lead this one 7-4, going to the top of the fourth inning. As we said, they play a regulation 7, 8-run rule after 5. And Collazo to lead it off here. She singled and scored a run her first time up. And the pitch, that is going to be a ground ball to short. Up with it. Firing on to first is Harms for out number one. Nice play there. Harms made a good strong throw to Betcher. And now we go back to the top of the Angelina batting order with Riley Davila. Davila, 2 for 2 in the game. She's got a pair of singles. And pitch is taken for a strike. And it's an 0-1 count. And that one is going to be smacked into center field for a base hit. And Davila, 3 for 3. And that'll bring up Kenzie Johnson. Turned out to be a pretty good crowd here today for this Buccaneer softball game this afternoon. Make a trip out here to Holt Park. Game 1 of a doubleheader. Now, reminder, we're only going to be here for the first game. As that one's sent out to center field, and it's going to be caught by Cavillo. And that'll bring up Skylar Martin, the batter. And Martin's been on base both times with an RBI single and a walk. Bucks with a 7-4 lead here in the top of the fourth. Coming up bottom half of this inning, we'll have the Whataburger recap. And runner going in the throwdown is not going to be in time as Davila steals second. And luckily Harms came over there because Bracken just about airmailed that throw, and Harms came over to cut it off and keep it from going in the center. Next pitch from Shugart. In there for a strike, and it's 1-1. Down the line, foul. That's gonna be 1 ball and 2 strikes. Bucks lead this one 7-4. And that one is going to be a base hit. And they're going to fire it in. And runner coming home. And Davila will score on the RBI single by Martin. And that'll bring up River Halsey as it's now 7-5. 2 outs in the inning here. Pitch from Shugart. Inside for a ball, and it's 1-0. And in there for a strike, it's 1-1. And a pie for a ball runner going. Well, no, she faked it and came back. And got a almost had a shot at her, and it's 2-1. Halsey been on base twice. Or well, had an RBI. I take the bag. Had an RBI double and another RBI on a sack fly. And that one just missing a little bit high, and it's 3-1. Sugar trying to get that elusive third out. Next pitch coming, and that one is going to be sent to right field. That's going to drop in for a hit. And that will put two runners aboard now. And that'll bring up Kayla Olson. Yeah, De Leon tried to get there as quickly as she could, just dropped in front of her and picked it up and tried to fire it in. Olson, the batter now, she's 0-2 in the game. Pitch to Olson, taken for a strike. Left-hand batter against the right-hand pitcher. Sugar trying to get through this inning. Swung on and missed. And it's quickly here, 0-2. And that one, roll it back to the circle, and no chance to get anybody. Fast runner there, and the bases are going to be loaded. And now that'll bring him Avery Pemberton. Such a slow roller when it just hit the dirt back out in front of the home plate and just died on the dirt. And then no chance for Sugar to get over there and get her. And pitch taken for a strike. And it's 0-1. And pitches down low, it's 1-1. 2 outs in the inning here. After getting that second out, Angelina's at 3 straight base runners reach. All on singles. And that one back up the middle, base hit that's going to score at least one. And they're going to hold the runner at third. RBI single from Pemberton. And it's now a 7-6 ball game. As Martin scores, and that'll bring up Kenna Ross. Ross, the eighth batter of the inning for Angelina. And next pitch coming. And it's up high for a ball. Bases are still loaded. The Bucks could just get one out here. Time is called. Yeah, is Ross going to go out and have a word with Coach Coring? Yeah. 1-0 count. And next pitch, that one outside of ball. Two-oh count, there's no place to put Ross. The bases are loaded. And pitch is a strike, it's 2-1. Bucks with a 7-6 lead here. We're in the still, Angelina's still batting in the top of the fourth. And that one back up the middle, a base hit, and that'll tie it and put Angelina ahead. As two runs are going to come in. It's a two-run single. Holsey and Olsen score, and now that's going to bring a visit to the circle from Coach Rick Church. And it looks like we're going to have a pitching change as he's going to bring Welker back in. And so we'll see what happens there as we head back. Let's take a break and see you back at the studios near 60 seconds from the Sports Friends.
Edward Jones, Andrea Holly, Financial Advisor. Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing, Member SIPC.
For quality health care and the comfort of your home, call Golden Years Home Care, 251-7705.
Brenham's favorite local car dealership. Shop online with Mike Leonard at appleford.com.
BVR Materials. They're more than just dirt haulers. They offer locally sourced materials and contractors for houses, barns, ponds, dozer work, and more.
Go see Anthony Jasinski at Mattress Guys in the Blue Bonnet Shopping Center for hard-hitting savings on your favorite brands.
Treat the team to Bluebell, your hometown ice cream with a winning flavor for everyone. Pick some up today.
Dawn of Grace Behavioral Health offers convenient, accessible, and exceptional mental and behavioral health care, changing patients' lives for years to come.
Herman Furniture, there's always something new at the oldest furniture store in Texas. Follow them on Facebook and Instagram.
Mr. Windshield, here for all of your auto glass needs. 2831 US 290 West, Brenham. 979-217-1034.
KT Auto Plus, General Automotive and Tractor Repair, located at 1006 North Park Street in Brenham.
And it'll be Emily Lowe, the batter here, as Peyton Welker returns to the circle. Re-entering the game, trying to get this last out here in the fourth inning. And in there for a strike, it's 0-1. Welker was the starter and then got pulled after just a third of an inning, and now Coach bringing her back in, hoping, I guess, that she sorted out whatever it was in the first and can come in and get some outs now. And that one outside for a ball. Angelina with runners at second and first and second, two down. Yeah, this one's going to be popped and foul over next door to Schulte Field. And it's a 1-2. And this one's going to be sent a fly ball out to left. And over and making the grab is Castillo to retire the side. But in the inning, the Roadrunners retake the lead. They come up with four runs on, let's see, six hits, no errors, and two left on. And we go to the bottom of the fourth inning. We're halfway through this one. Angelina leads Blinn 8-7 back after we hear 60 seconds from the Sports Friends.
For State Farm Good Neighbor Service, see John Breeden, your State Farm agent on South Day in Brenham.
Pro Auto Supply has been voted Brenham's best 5 years running. Come on down to Brenham Napa Auto Parts for all your automotive needs.
Korth and Linky Welding, specializing in general steel structural and ornamental fabrication. Learn more at korthandlinkywelding.com.
Awards and more, creating customized awards, trophies, plaques, and more for the Brazos family. Valley, Highway 36 South in Brenham.
Faith Mission, local people, local solutions, changing lives and making a difference, making his mission our mission.
Christy Schlotman, Farmers Insurance at 201 North Park, offering a wide range of auto, home, business, and life insurance.
Visit AJ's General Repair in Chapel Hill for general automotive and trailer repairs, including starter and alternator services.
Teamworks Parts, service and fabrication, gives each job the time and care it takes to give you the quality you deserve.
Plants and Things, a small town nursery big on happy customers. Highway 36 South, large enough to serve you, small enough to want to.
Brenham Quality Meat Market offers fresh meats and much more at 509 South Market Street. The name says it all.
And it's time now for our Whataburger recap, brought to you by Whataburger, 2801 Highway 36 South in Brenham. Juicy burgers, creamy malt milkshakes, french fries, and fancy ketchup. Adding big flavor to your hometown with order online ordering available. Perfect at all hours of the day, 24/7. And first pitch is down low, ball to Alyssa Boozy. It'll be Boozy followed by Bailey Betcher and then Caden Harms here. In the bottom of the fourth inning. And next pitch taken for a ball. And it was Angelina jumping out with three runs in the top half of the first inning. It was an RBI single by Skylar Martin and an RBI double by River Halsey. And then another one scoring on a wild pitch to make it 3-0. Bottom half of the inning, the Bucks do get two of those runs back. Next pitch is down low ball, 3-0 to Boozy. It was RBI single, Elena Calvillo, sack fly from Bailey Betcher, and that made it 3-2. Angelina would have another run in the second inning, but then Blinn would come back and erupt for four, and pitches a strike call to Boozy to make it 3-1. And that four spot, big at bats there, a bases loaded walk to Castillo, a sack fly by Calvillo, and then a two run double by Boozy made it 6-4. And pitches a strike call. Then Blinn added another run on an RBI single by Hughes that made it 7-4, but then top half of the last inning, four more runs came across for Angelina, and that's where we stand right now, 8-7, Roadrunners, and a 3-2 count on Boozy. And that one is going to be knocked out by the second baseman, throw to first, and got Boozy. That was a nice play there by Emily Lowe with the play there at second. And it's a one away, and that'll bring in Bailey Betcher. Betcher hit a sack fly her first time up and then struck out her last time up. And that one is going to be hit foul. She gave a good charge into it, but hit it foul. And it's an 0-1 count. Waiting on the next pitch. And that one, once again, fouled down the line. She almost took a piece of Coach Church with the ball there. Pitches outside for a ball, and it's 1-2. You know, normally when we're firemen, we got to worry about trains. So far, we haven't had any trains, but that's our second plane that's flown overhead today. Swung on a miss, and Betcher down on strikes. That's two away now. I'm going to bring up Caden Harms. And next pitch coming. And pitch taken inside for a ball. And this one, a ground ball, a third. And then we'll fire on to first. And it's another three up and three down inning. And we go to the top of the fifth. It's 8-7. Angelina leading. Blend back into we hear 60 seconds from the Sports Friends.
Winston Water Cooler of Brenham, your local wholesale commercial and residential plumbing supply, located at 2294 South Market Street.
No matter what team you support, SSB Designs and Creations has a spirit gear for you. 301 West Main Street in Brenham.
For breakfast, lunch, and dinner, Chapel Hill Bakery and Barbecue is the place to go.
The Barnhill House Toys and Books, 606 South Austin. For the classic toys you remember, like pedal cars, trains, and rocking horses.
Pool Techs, the pool professionals, specializing in custom pools and spas with servicing available. 319 South Austin.
Foskey's Jewelry at 210 East Main, proudly serving downtown Brenham for over 75 years.
Brenham Collision Center, quality service, timely repairs, excellent customer service. 810 West Main.
Allen Day Funeral Homes, when you deserve the best of funeral and cremation services.
For dozer work, excavation services, demolition work for commercial and residential services. Baker's Ag Service.
And we come back here to Hope Park in game one of this doubleheader with the Blinn Buccaneers and the Angelina Roadrunners. We're in the top half of the fifth inning. Angelina leading 8-7. And we are here, as a reminder, we're here just for game one only today. We will, of course, get the Bucs again down the road here. But just for today, it's just the first game today. And Bree Collazo, the batter. This one, a foul ball. On one count. Bucks trailing by one here. Now I'm just trying to get to get some outs here and then get the bats a chance to go back to work. Pitch down, low ball, and it's 1-1. And 1-1 count. Up high, and it's 2-1. Collazo trying to get aboard and get something going here for Angelina in the top of the fifth inning. And it's a ball, 3-1. And pitch inside. And that's a strike call. It's 3-2. And strike three called. And Collazo's caught looking to start the inning. And goes back to the top of the order now with Riley Davila. And Davila, she is 3-for-3 with three singles. Waiting for the pitch from Welker on the first pitch. And 8-7 is our score. Welker trying to get to, needs two more outs and get her bats to go to work in the bottom half of the inning. And next one is called a strike. One ball, one strike, one out. And that one is a ground ball to second. Oh, and Welker booted the ball. And that's going to go, oh, that's going to roll all the way to the fence. And she can fly. And Davila is going to end up all the way at third base. It's going to be a single and an E9. Actually, no, that would be a, that'd be a double error there. I take that back because Welker misplayed it, and then so did the right fielder De Leon. And it's a double error on the play, and that'll bring up Kenzie Johnson. And strike call, and 0-1 on Johnson. Johnson 0-2, but was walked and hit by a pitch his last time up. That was actually his first time up, rather. Got her to chase, and it's 0-2. Yeah, that one's going to be popped up and foul out of play. So you got runner at third. Only one out. And this one's going to be popped up. Welker calling for it, and she'll make the grab for the out. That is two down now, and that'll bring up Skylar Martin. Two outs in the inning. One ball, no strikes, two down. Next pitch. Another one taken, and it's 2-0. And a pop ball, it's 3-0 now. With the next pitch, Welker delivers a pie for a ball, and that is a walk on four pitches to Martin. That'll put two runners aboard now for River Halsey. Halsey has doubled, singled, and sack fly, has two RBIs and a run scored today. As it's a 9-7 lead here. And that one get through and into fall away to the backstop. And coming in to score is Davila. And that'll now make it 10-7. And pitches call a strike. And a pie for a ball. It's 2-1 now on Halsey. Halsey double, single, run scored. Two RBIs, one of those coming on a sack fly. Welker just needs one more run to get out of this inning. And outside for a ball, it's 3-1. Two balls, two strikes, two outs here in the fifth. And the pitch, that's going to be sent out into left center. It's going to go all the way to the fence. Cristiano held it back and led to a long single. But Halsey gets another run home. And pitch taken for a ball. And that one sent out to center, and Calvillo over, makes the grab, and this inning is finally over. In it though, it's two runs coming across for the Roadrunners. And that will send us to the bottom of the fifth inning. It's 10-7. Angelina Beckett. We hear 60 seconds from the Sports Friends.
K&H Portable Toilets. Call 836-0552 for clean, affordable toilets. Remember, the job's not finished until the paperwork is done.
For professional real estate marketing, contact Ashley Yonke, broker associate with Hody Real Estate, BrenhamRealEstate.com.
Shop J&J Packing Company, wholesale meat distributor specializing in pork products.
Find new roads at TeglerChevrolet.com, where you'll see great deals on new and certified pre-owned Chevrolets.
Uniques, 708 North Park in Brenham. They do more than frame pictures, they preserve memories.
Coverage, price, and service that only a local agency can provide. Wellmont Insurance. Neighbors serving neighbors.
La Morella's Meat Market, 1501 South Market. Groceries, fresh cut meats, produce, and bakery items made fresh daily.
Evans Cabinet Door in Brenham has been crafting made-to-order custom cabinet doors since 1992.
The UPS Store and the Blue Bonnet Shopping Center. They do a lot more than just shipping. Come see what one store can do.
TNT Car Wash. Clean it yourself or use the touchless automatic car wash. Across from Mariachi's on Market Street.
And we head to the bottom of the fifth inning. Angelina with a 10-7 lead over the Blinn Buccaneers. And for the Bucks, it'll be Ripley Welker, Grace Bracken, and Darian DeLeon to bat here against Sandra Quiros. Welker singled the first time up and then hit one back to the pitcher a second time up. And yeah, first pitch to her is taken for a strike, and it's 0-1. And that one check swing, and that's going to be foul over towards Schulte Field. No balls and two strikes. And that one, a high fly ball over to the left, and that is going to go out of play. Welker trying to go opposite field, but that time it didn't work. And then just a long, noisy strike. No balls, two strikes. Nobody out here in the bottom of the fifth. And time is called. Ripley Welker waiting on the next pitch. And fouls that one again, and it's 0-2. And a high fly ball back at deep, looking up, and it's center fielder trying to make an over the shoulder catch, and it's going to be into second base, and that is going to be a double for Welker. She just missed it. We'd had wind of any kind going blowing out of here, that would have been gone, and that'll bring up Grace Bracken now, the catcher. Yeah, that one taken for a ball. And foul tip into the mitt. One ball, one strike. And down low for a ball. And now she's ready. The 2-1 delivery all the way. Down low ball, and it is now 3-1. And in there for a strike. Welker at second. Bracken trying to bring her around. Two pitch, swung on and missed, and got her on strikes. That's one down here in the inning, and that'll bring up Darian De Leon.
Batting out from Buffalo's right field, number 19, Darian De Leon.
Squirms away the bunt. Check of the base umpire says no swing. And it's 1-0 now on De Leon. Reaching the fielder's choice. Scored her first time up. And grounded out to shortstop her second time up. And another one that, I mean, just barely missed. Now Thomas Calm. And that's ball four. De Leon draws the walk. So I'm going to put two aboard now and bring up Haley Hughes. Hughes has a perfect game going. She has got a triple, been hit by a pitch, and a single. She's also driven to run and scored twice. And Haley Hughes, the batter here. And pitch is a strike going one.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packard. We're hearing
and
from survivors of Friday.
0-1 count. Two runners aboard here. Hughes trying to get a hit and tie that one up and in, and it's 1-1. Yeah, we reach the top of the hour. I want to let you know you're listening to KWHI 1280 AM and K269 GU 101.7 FM in Brenham. Also across the World Wide Web at KWHI.com and on our KWHI app for your smartphone. And that one, a ground ball to short, shortstop, booted the ball. And coming in, the score is Welker, and that'll make it a 10-8 ball game. And so now that'll bring up Aaron Castillo with a chance to tie it. Now let's see if Aaron Castillo, she's been on base, two walks and a hit. If she can get this thing tied up, she can come through again. Squares away to bunt again and pulls the bat back. Time call. Let's step out here, 2-2. Let's go. Two balls, one strike, one out. Two runners aboard. That one is going to be, and that one is foul out of play. And that will hold the ball, hold the count at 2-2. And one out in the inning. Got two runners aboard there. Bucks trailing this one 10-8, trying to get a hit here. And, yep. At least cut it to one, maybe even tie it up if they can get an extra base hit. And this one high, pop over to the left side. Third baseman backtracking. And she will haul in for out number two. And that'll bring up Elena Calvillo. Calvillo with an RBI single and a sac fly. We're in the bottom half of the fifth. And pitch taken for a ball, and it's 1-0. Next pitch gets away, and it's 2-0. Runners will move up, and so that gets them in the scoring position now as De Leon goes to third and Hughes goes to second. As Hughes is speed, if they can get just a base hit, that would probably score her with a tying run. But Cavillo just got to come through here. And this one is going to be back up the middle, and that's going to score one. And coming in is going to be Hughes, and it's a two-run single. And as the runners come in, Calvillo goes into second. And the Bucks have come back to tie it up at 10 apiece. And that'll bring in Melissa Boozy. Boozy 1-for-3 with a two-run double. He's got runner at second, two down, and Boozy ground ball to third. And they're going to make the throw across the diamond to get the out. In the inning, though, the Bucks do come up with three runs on two hits. There was one error and one left on. We go to the sixth inning, all tied up at 10 apiece. Back into we hear 60 seconds from the sports friends.
Banquet Bob, Bank of Brenham, your only downtown hometown bank in Brenham.
Guadalajara Mexican Restaurant in Brenham offers a full menu with all your favorite Mexican appetizers and entrees.
Computer Helpers, Brenham's favorite choice for new computer sales and repair. See the nerds at 2303 South Day in Brenham.
Felder's By and By for groceries, snacks, drinks, check cashing service, and Shell Gas. 2111 South Market in Brenham.
Slider Furniture and Mattress Co. in Brenham, the home of Sealy Posturepedic, beats Big City Gallery prices every day on Lazy Boy and more.
Vacations anywhere in the world with Cruise Planners. Call 836-4085.
Whitner Plumbing LLC in Brenham, specializing in residential and commercial plumbing. License RMPL 9220.
Book your party early and let Scavisa Catering take the worry away. Call 836-8778.
With experience and knowledge comes the best results. Boo Christensen at Hody Real Estate in downtown Brenham.
Robert Service Station, Brenham's favorite full-service station on West Main for gas, tires, oil changes, and ice-cold drinks.
As we come back here, we're to the top of the sixth inning. It'll be Avery Pemberton, Kenna Ross, and Emily Lowe. The bat here for Angelina. We're all tied up at 10 apiece. Peyton Welker back into the game. She left temporarily and was replaced by Cameron Shugart, and now Welker back in here. And first pitch down low for a ball. It's 1-0. And Pemberton in the game is 1-for-2. She's got an RBI single and a walk. And that one is going to be up over the shortstop's head, and that's going to get into left center for a base hit. Harms is not quite tall enough to haul that one in. And to lead off single for Pemberton. And that'll bring up Kenna Ross.
the police puts up with their loss.
Bucks need to get some outs here. Get those bats a chance to go to work in the bottom half of the end, try to get a lead, and then finish it off in the seventh. That'd be kind of the ideal thing here. And pitch is a strike call, and it's 0-1. And that one is going to be sent a high fly ball into left field. Over in making the grab is Castillo for out number one. And that'll bring up Emily Lowe. Lowe for three. She is the only one here to lead the lineup that hasn't gotten a hit yet. And this one's going to be popped up. We'll see if it stays in play. Not hits off the top of the blind dugout, and it'll go out of play. And it's an 0-1 count. The one pitch, squared away to bunt, and lays down a good one. Throw to first, and she's safe. Well, that'll get her on the hit board now. I think just with the way the dirt is right there in front, of, in between the pitcher circle and home plate, it's still pretty solid from the rains from the other day. And the balls are just dying when they lay them down on the bunt. And it's a 2-1 and only one out for Collazo. And you got the ever dangerous Davila on deck. Welker just needs to get some. A double play ball would be great here. Yeah, we got. For those of you wondering, that is somebody's got their plane flying over, circling the field. Out for a little joyride, and that one gets on through for a base hit, and that's going to load them up. And bring up the top of the Angelina batting order, Riley Davila, and that's going to bring up his, the circle from Coach Rick Church. And we may be having another change here. And we are going to have another pitcher come out of the dugout. And so with a pitching change, we will be back. We're in the sixth inning, tied 10-10, back after we hear 60 seconds from the sports friends.
Brenham Heritage Museum, telling the diverse stories of Brenham and Washington County.
Herman Electric, LLC, serving Washington County and the surrounding areas with electrical wiring and repairs. Call Justin Herman today at 979-836-4179.
Cole Course Foods, operator of Burger King in Brenham, Chapel Hill, and Giddings. Have it your way at Burger King.
Daryl Meyer, specializing in retirement and investment planning. Call to optimize your financial future. 836-9311.
Automotive Detail Services, formerly ProClean Car Wash, providing the same quality detailing service to Washington and surrounding counties.
Schulte Farm Services, not just a feed store. Full service farming and ranching supplies since 1992.
Neal Financial Group, the Money Makeover Team. Doug Neal, Tony Navarre, and Jamie Key. 105 East Main Street in Brenham.
Wade Construction Services in Burton, your site development expert. Call 979-551-5358.
Calvary Baptist Church invites you to join them every Sunday morning at 10:45. Just come as you are.
And we come back here, and it's going to be Kenzie Johnson batting now for the Roadrunners with the bases loaded. Or actually, no, this is going to be Riley Davila batting. And Davila has been on base every time so far. three singles and an error, reached on an error. They can just get a force play at the infielders play in, trying to get a force play at the plate. Pitch is a strike called. And that'd be my strategy. Anything hit to any of the infielders, come home with it. Keep that run from scoring. Swing I missed, and it's 0-2. The new pitcher, by the way, for the Bucks is Bella De Los Santos. And this pitching change is brought to you by Wellman Insurance of Brenham. And now I just need to find my ad copy there. swings and misses and got her on strikes. That's the first time that she's been retired tonight. Yeah, good job there for De Los Santos. And this pitching change brought to you by Wellman Insurance. Wellman Insurance is insurance you can trust and rely on for your health, life, car, home, personal, or business. Give them a call on 836-3613. You get a quote on insurance that's been customized to fit you and your life. That's 836-3613 for Wellman Insurance. And Johnson the batter. And in there for a strike. Good pitch by De Los Santos. She's a freshman out of Spring, Texas. And outside for a ball runner. Throw down it. Oh, ball. They made the throw down the second there. Umpire was on the wrong side of the bag, so he couldn't see. But look from here like he got, like they got her. But base umpire says no. Thought for a minute there we had another out on the board there. And down low ball. Two balls and one strike on Kenzie Johnson, the batter. And that one, she turns on that and fouls it away. Johnson 0 for 3 in the game, but she did in her first at bat get hit by a pitch and come around to score a run. Top of the sixth, tied 10-10 with the Bucks and the Roadrunners. And this is just game one of their series. It's like, what do these teams have as an encore for game two? Two pitch. And that is down low for a ball. It's 3-2. And swung on a miss, got her on strikes, and that will retire the side. So big couple of outs there by De Los Santos. And we go to the bottom of the sixth inning, all tied up 10-10. Back into we hear 60 seconds from the sports friends.
Bush's Chicken, Highway 36 South. The best tasting chicken in all the fixins. Let them cook for dinner.
Contact A1 Quality Plumbing for same day service, free inspections, and estimates. A1 Quality Plumbing Services.
From fixing your pet to annual vaccines, choose Animal Friends of Washington County for the highest quality care at the lowest cost in Brenham.
McCoy's Lumber. From a simple faucet replacement to building a house from the ground up. Highway 290 East in Brenham.
Brenham LP Gas, offering safe, reliable propane since 1945. Your comfort is their business. 836-2331.
Mr. Gaddy's in Brenham voted Reader's Choice Best Pizza and Wings in the area. Located on Highway 290 West next to Flamingo Ranch.
Alexander Oil on FM 389 in Brenham. Serving retailers, commercial, and rural users with fuels and lubricants.
Visit Glasgow Stone and Landscape Supply for all of your stone, landscape, and plant supplies. Located on Highway 36 South in Brenham.
Experience truly exceptional service at Tegger Toyota. 1515 Highway 290 West and at TiggerToyota.com.
And on we go here to the bottom half of the sixth inning. And for the Buccaneers, it'll be Bailey Betcher, Caden Harms, and Ripley Welker. The bat here against Sandra Quiros. All tied up at 10 apiece. And Betcher, the batter, she had a sac fly her first time up. Since then, she struck out twice. Long look in, and here comes the first pitch of the inning. And taking a pop for a ball, it's 1-0. And that one back up the middle of base hit. And Betcher is aboard with her first hit of the game. And that'll bring up Caden Harms. It's hit number 11 for the Buccaneers. Meanwhile, by contrast, Angelina's got 16 hits. And looks like time is called. And we might be having another pitching change here. And that is what's going to happen. As Coach Brett Goring bringing in another pitcher. That looks to be number 13. Or is that ninth? What's the number there? 15. That would be Caitlin Dunbar of Spring, Texas. So Dunbar coming on now. Try to keep the Buccaneers at bay. Bucks. We're trailing initially, but have come back to tie this one up. And Bucks actually took the lead. Well, let me backtrack. Angelina took the initial lead. Bucks took the lead from them. Angelina took it back. Now Bucks have tied it up and now trying to go back in front again. And Dunbar, as we said, sophomore from Spring, Texas. One of three sophomores that Coach Goring has on the team. And so Betcher is going to come out now as well, and we're going to get a courtesy runner, or a pinch runner here.
New pitcher for Angelina, number 19, Madison Johnson, batting for the Buccaneers. Number 1, Hayden Harms, the shortstop, and courtesy runner at third base, number 8, Jarrett Garrett.
So it is Tierra Garrett running at first, and Caden Harms the batter. And that one gets a foul. Oh, they're going to say it hit her. And so that will send Harms down to first base. The two runners on now for the Bucks, and that'll bring up Ripley Welker. Welker 2-for-3 with a single, a double, and a run scored.
Now batting for second baseman number 2, Ripley Welker.
And squared away to bunt and pulls the bat back, but takes a strike anyway, and it's 0-1. Next pitch, and that is bunted foul up the third base side, and it's 0-2. After Welker, it'll be Bracken and then DeLeon. And that one is going to be knocked down by the second baseman. And coming in and scoring all the way from second base, there's Garrett. And the Bucks have taken the lead 11-10. And runners at the corners there as Harms kept running to third. And still nobody out here. Yeah, Grace Bracken, the batter.
Right there, okay, I was about to walk all the way down. Thank you.
And pitch is taken, and the throw goes out into center field. And coming in to score is Harms, and that will make it 12-10. And that'll be an E2. And so now it is 12-10 Bucks. That means De Los Santos now could put herself in the winner's circle if she can get three outs in the top half of this inning. But now I'd like to see Blinn get some more insurance runs here because they've we've seen from Angelina, they're pretty solid in swinging the bats, and don't know that a two-run lead is going to be safe. As Bracken gets set to bat. And this one's going to be fouled back and hits the top of the screen. One ball and one strike. And pitch fouled away. I think she might have fouled that one off her foot, and it's 1-2. And that one is going to be sent, and that is going to be a gapper. And that is going to end up Bracken digging for two. She's in there to second base with an RBI double. And that'll make it now 13-10 Buccaneers. With Darian DeLeon batting it. And that one, line drive, and they're going to get the double play. Line drive to the second baseman for Angelina. That was Emily Lowe, and she dove and made tag the bag before Bracken getting by there. And so that's a 4 unassisted double play. And back to the top of the order now with Haley Hughes. And Hughes has been on base all 4 times. Triple, hit batsman, single and an error, and she scored 3 times, driven in a run. And first pitch to her is a strike, 0-1. Bucks with a 13-10 lead. And next pitch is just missing a ball. It's 1-1. And that one back up the middle and bounced off the center fielder's glove. And it's a single and then an error that allows her to reach. Second base, bring up Aaron Castillo as the hit parade continues for the Bucks. Yeah. Bucks with 13 runs, 14 hits, one error. And for Angelina, 10 runs, 16 hits, three errors in the game. And pitch to Castillo. In there for a strike, it's 0-1. Castillo has also been on base been on base three out of the four times he's been up. She's got two walks, single, scored twice, and has an RBI. And down low, skips away from the catcher, and the runners will move up. The runner will move up, I should say, as Hughes now down to third base. And that one, ground ball, second baseman booted the ball, and she's going to be safe. As Bracken scores. Or actually, excuse me, that was not back, that was Hughes that scored. And that makes it now 14-10 Buccaneers. Well, you know, they want to get just four more runs. That would end this one, too. And Dunbar coming out, and now we're going to get another pitching change. Coach Goring not being able to find, she's going to talk to her infielders, new pitcher. Jocelyn Cantu. She is a freshman at Leander. And while she's warming up, let's go ahead and take a break and let's hear 60 seconds from the sports friends.
Woodman Life. For life insurance and financial security, call Amanda and Russell Coring, Christy Milbrad, Dorothy Dunsworth, and Marie Taylor.
Head to Hart's Chicken in the Blue Bonnet Shopping Center in Brenham and get the all-you-can-eat chicken buffet.
See what the future has in store with Dr. Brandon Guillory and Dr. Brittany Bruton at TSO in the Blue Bonnet Shopping Center.
Enhance your business at your one source for marketing solutions, Branded Graphics, 2507 Becker Drive in Brenham.
Select Furnishings, located next to Brenham Dodge, making your house a home for over 27 years.
For mouth-watering barbecue and homemade sides, go where the locals go. LJ's Barbecue, West Main in Brenham.
Call Climate Defense Systems, 979-353-2537 to reduce up to 50% of your heating and cooling costs.
All Right Custom Movers are here for your moving needs, from packing your belongings to loading and unloading your furniture. Call 979-337-4285.
Buying or selling property? Turn to the professionals at Hody Real Estate. Go online to HodyRE.com.
Horseshoe Junction, Brenham's Family Fun Pack, mini golf, laser tag, rock walls, go-karts, and arcades with prizes. Eat, play, repeat.
And the pitch to Calvillo is a ball in. Runner going, throw down the second, and she's going to be out of there. And so that's a caught stealing, and that'll retire the side here in the sixth. And so for the Buccaneers, they come up with four runs, and they lead it now 14-10, going to the top of the seventh inning. And back with the top of the seventh after we hear 60 seconds from the sports friends.
Subway, freshly sliced. Order online, on your phone app, or in person with three Subway locations in Brenham.
Texas Farm Credit, supporting rural communities and agriculture with reliable, consistent credit and financial services today and tomorrow.
American Overhead Door Company, Brenham's original overhead door company since 1975. Call 979-836-4442.
Take charge of your health with Brenham Fitness, Washington County's number one fitness solution, with locations on South Market and Prairie Lee Street.
Calvary Baptist Church invites you to join them every Sunday morning at 10:45. Just come as you are. Texas Farm Bureau Insurance, helping your friends and neighbors with auto, home, and life insurance.
Have Nathan's Barbecue cater your next event. They're more than just barbecue. They're Nathan's. Call or find them on Facebook today.
Dynamic Drains is the leading professional plumbing team in the Brazos Valley. Dynamic Drains, plumbing and drain experts.
Bluebell Aquatic Center on East Tom Green Street for recreation, therapy, competition, and fun year-round.
For construction equipment and tool rental, visit United Rental, where quality and service is the difference.
And so we come back here to the top of the seventh. Bucks leading at 14-10. Bella De Los Santos on the hill, trying to get these last three outs. The first pitch up high for a ball. to Skylar Martin. It'll be Martin, Hosey, and Olson, the 3-4-5 hitters for Angelina in this inning. Next pitch coming. This one's going to be sent a high fly ball out to center. Calvillo under. And there's out number one. One down. And that'll bring up River Holzing. And remember, if you still want to come out here, there's another game after this one. It is a doubleheader today. We're only going to be here for the first game today. But we invite everyone else to come out here to Old Park and root the Bucks on. Next pitch, swing and a miss. That was a good one there by De Los Santos. As I said, Bella, a freshman out of Spring, Texas. Coming on in relief here, trying to get these last two outs. And that one outside for a ball. 1-1. And that one sent out to second base, and Welker hauls it in for out number two. And so Angelina down to their final out. Now batting, and that'll bring up Kayla Olson now, the batter. Olson is one for four with a single and a run scored. Swings and misses at the first pitch, and it's 0-1. Swung on a miss, 0-2, and Angelina down to the final strike. And De Los Santos can get her here. And that one, a ground ball over to first, and she'll step on the bag. And that is going to be your ball game. The final score, the Bucks win it 14-10. And that'll send us to the post game. And this afternoon's broadcast, Blend Buccaneer Softball, made possible by the Brenham Sports Friends Association. Our post game show made possible by Plan North Architecture, Woodman Life, John Breeden with State Farm, Memorial Oaks Chapel, Texas Farm Credit, Whataburger in Brenham, Odie Real Estate, WC Tractor, Brazos Valley School Credit Union, Hyundai of Brenham, Nathan's Barbecue, DDM Pipe and Steel, and the Bank of Brenham. And we'll be back with the post game after we hear these words from our sponsors.
St. Paul's Christian Day School Summer Extended Care Program is open for registration for your child. They invite current, former, and newly enrolled children ages 12
there.
Months to entering 7th grade
pipe
to come
steel
join the fun
there.
As they go on field trips, play games, and continue their academic learning throughout the summer. You can register for a full or part day. They'll host an orientation for new families in the fellowship hall on Thursday, May 21st.
There are a lot of different components to a steel structure, but there's only one place you can go for everything you need. DDM Pipe and Steel in Brenham and Bastrop. From contractors to do-it-yourselfers, DDM Pipe and Steel has what you need for your metal building or fencing project. DDM's experienced staff will make sure you have the right hardware and accessories and help you select building or roof panels, welding supplies, flat plate or angle iron, even roll up and walk through doors. Stop by and see them or visit them online at ddmbuildings.com.
I'm Doug Brandon. This is a KWHI local news update. KTEX 106. Okay. Okay.
Dahman & Associates, your local Germania insurance agent at 310 South Bluebell Road. Protecting your auto, boat, home, business, and life.
Nancy Carroll Roberts Memorial Library, your link to the past and gateway to the future.
Smitty's Cafe and Bakery, 4355 U.S. 290 in Brenham. Enjoy home cooking, not at home. Catering available.
Brenham Ironworks, for automatic custom gates and running metal building panels, trim, and complete building packages. Brenham Ironworks.
If you have low credit, no credit, or bad credit, you can still get approved for personal loans at First Finance. Call 979-830-1158 or stop by 305 West Main Street in Brenham.
Wayne and Clarence of Memorial Oaks Chapel are proud to support the Glen Buccaneer and Lady Buccaneers baseball and softball teams this season. Our Buccaneers look strong and we're cheering them on to another successful season. We wish our Buccaneers a safe and strong victory this spring. Memorial Oaks Chapel is grateful to serve the families of Washington County, one family at a time. Memorial Oaks Chapel, we make it personal.
The Whataburger Jalapeno Cheddar Biscuit is back, but some folks have yet to try it. So let's not do the thing where we're like,
you've never had a jalapeno cheddar biscuit before?
You know what? It's okay. Let's just invite them to try this flaky, cheesy, and slightly spicy goodness for themselves. The Jalapeno Cheddar Biscuit, available as a sandwich or on its own from 11 p.m. to 11 a.m. for a limited time at participating locations. Whataburger, just like you like it.
As we welcome you back out here to Holt Park, Buccaneers pick up a big 14-10 win here in the opening game of this doubleheader against the Angelina Roadrunners. And it was a seesaw matchup back and forth, and Coach Church having trouble getting the pitcher to get some effectiveness, but finally got at the end there with Bella De Los Santos, and she was able to come in and shut them down those last two innings and allow the Buck offense to come back and get the victories. And so now they move on. Second game of the doubleheader coming up. We're fixing to head out here, but we're going to stick around. We've got our post game coming up. And on the other side of this break, we're going to name our John Breeden star of the game, as well as our Hyundai of Brenham drive of this game after we continue with more of the post game. But first, let's send you back to the studios, and let's hear another 2 minutes from our sponsors.
The team at Hyundai of Brenham is ready to help you in choosing your next vehicle. Hyundai of Brenham is well-stocked to please a wide array of driving lifestyles. Their team will address each of your needs with the utmost respect, care, and attention to detail. Whether in sales, financing, service, and parts, Hyundai of Brenham has your automotive needs covered. Check out their selection of vehicles at 1710 Highway 290 West in Brenham. Hyundai of Brenham is proud to sponsor the Brenham Cubs, Cubettes, Glen Bucks, and the Lady Bucks during this baseball and softball season.
Yeah, how's the new job?
Love it, but it's not just a job. It's a career.
Life insurance? Love?
I told you Woodman Life is really active in the community, right? They support all kinds of community improvement projects. How's your job, by the way?
Don't ask.
In Brenham, your Woodman Life agents are Amanda and Russell Coring, Christine Muehlbrand, Dorothy Dunsworth, and Marie Taylor.
Woodman of the World Life Insurance Society of Omaha, Nebraska. Woodman Life, standing strong for generations.
Hi, friends. Gary Dernberger with Bank of Brenham. Whether it's between innings or a pitching change, a break in the action is plenty of time to use Bank of Brenham's fast and easy-to-use mobile app or online banking. By the time the action resumes, you could have checked balances, deposited funds, or paid bills. To learn more, go to bankbob.com or call us at 836-3332. Bank of Brenham is a proud supporter of the Bucks and Lady Bucks. Go Bucks and bank with Bob in Brenham, Chapel Hill, and Bryan College Station. Member FDIC.
Make sure your New Holland equipment is field ready with special deals on genuine New Holland parts and service. Get up to $100 off any combination of engine oils, coolants, filters, and fleet guard filters. Receive $300 off every top maintained plan maintenance agreement. And get 0% interest and make no payments for 90 days on New Holland parts. Visit WC Tractor in Brenham to take advantage of these great deals on genuine New Holland parts and service.
Are you looking for a new home or wanting to sell your ranch? Hody Real Estate has been active in all aspects of real estate since 1978. They're family owned and operated in the heart of downtown Brenham with everything from residential and country homes, farms and ranches, unimproved lots, acreage, and commercial property. Visit online at HodyRE.com to see their listings or call 836-8532 and receive the professional real estate marketing and representation you deserve. Hody Real Estate, roots for the home team this baseball softball season.
And as we come back here, it's time now to name our John Breeden star of the game. And our star of the game is going to be Ms. Haley Hughes. Had a big day, was on base all five times she came up to the plate. Triple, hit by pitch. Had two singles, also reached on an error, scored four runs, drove in a run, and just a big day at the plate. Haley Hughes, and not to mention also making some great plays in the field as well. But Haley Hughes, our John Breeden star of the game for today. And the star of the game is sponsored by John Breeden State Farm Insurance. See State Farm agent John Breeden, 2006 South A Street in Brenham. For State Farm Good Neighbor Service, it's insurance you can trust. And Haley is also going to have our drive of the game, brought to you by Hyundai of Brenham. And drive of the game came all the way back in the first inning. She had a big triple to get the Blinn offense going in the right direction. And that is our drive of the game. Drive off with a brand new vehicle today. The team at Hyundai of Brenham offers a great lineup of vehicles, plus finance options, expert auto services, and exceptional customer service. Hyundai of Brenham has your automotive needs covered. Back with a final wrap-up after we hear these words from our sponsors.
Blinn North Architectural Company in Brenham offers a wide range of architectural services, including full-service design and planning of workspaces, learning environments, and worship spaces. Celebrating 10 years in business, Blinn North is dedicated to the innovative and economical design in and around Washington County. Blinn North Architectural Company in Brenham proudly supports the Brenham Independent School District's athletic program. They hope you'll join them in showing support for the Brenham Cubs and Cubettes this baseball and softball season.
Hi, friends. Gary Dernberger with Bank of Brenham. Whether it's between innings or a pitching change, a break in the action is plenty of time to use Bank of Brenham's fast and easy-to-use mobile app or online banking. By the time the action resumes, you could have checked balances, deposited funds, or paid bills. To learn more, go to bankbob.com or call us at 836-3332. Bank of Brenham is a proud supporter of the Bucks and Lady Bucks. Go Bucks and bank with Bob in Brenham, Chapel Hill, and Bryan College Station. Member FDIC.
All right, well, that's going to wrap it up for us this afternoon. And I want to thank Grayson back at the studios for his fine work on the boards. A big thank you to you, the folks at home, for tuning in. And, of course, big thank you to our sponsors who make our broadcast possible. And our next broadcast coming up Tuesday night when the Brenham Cubettes go on the road to take on College Station. And that'll be a 6:30 start time, 6:05 pregame here on KWHI. And even though you had to leave a little bit early, from my partner Tommy Lange, and for all of us here at KWHI Sports, this is Doug Brown. Have yourselves a good weekend, everybody.